Once again, we are so glad to have people now coming out of the pandemic and going out and enjoying themselves. And once again, the Sharon Playhouse has not missed a beat. They just have a full schedule of events that are either going to be on the outdoor stage, which is beautifully set up and different this year, and also they have their cabaret stage, which is adjacent right to the Playhouse itself. Every weekend, they have something going on. And right now, well, we're going to welcome in Alan because Robert is not available this morning. Still tired from ABBA.
And his birthday.
That's right, and the birthday. Well, like I said, you have set up a very unique situation where every week you have something going on, whether it's at the stage, which is, by the way, a totally different setup from last year. It looks absolutely fabulous this year. And also your piano cabaret concert. So let's talk a little bit about the season in general.
Well, I would love to. As you said, our drive-in stage, we've had America's Sweethearts already. We had Dancing Dream, our ABBA tribute, this past weekend, and it was a smash, overflowing, almost ran out of parking. I mean, it went very well. People were dancing. If you're on Facebook or any of those Instagram or Twitter or any of those things that I don't know about, I know people were posting, and they just had a really good time. Next up on July 24th, we have Motown Under the Stars, our own homegrown Motown show from last year, only this year, a little revised, bigger, better. It's going to be awesome. We're looking forward to it. And you mentioned our patio cabaret stage. Last year we had 3 shows. This year we have 13. Oh, you know, because we never like to rest over here at the Sharon Fly House, so it's okay. And first up with that is our very first one, July 17th, is the hilarious and wonderful Cacophony Daniels, the drag darling of New York, coming up to have some fun with us. And that's, oh my gosh, that's Saturday. So let's, everybody please out there, pray for no rain. That would be nice. I'd appreciate it. But we have everything. We have Carter Calvert is coming back, who is our Patsy Cline. We have wonderful, beautiful music from the Emerald Trio, a homegrown Sharon-based trio of musicians. Broadway star Hugh Panaro is coming. Comedy from Carrie Louise and the Berkshires at another time. Another homegrown talent, you know, Michael Brown's coming back. Fun celebrities like John Davidson. I mean, it's all over the map, Marshall.
You know, what's great about what you say, it's all over the map. Literally, between all the cabaret shows and the main stage shows, you cover so much different entertainment ground that it's right here. And, you know, Sharon has changed since maybe it was the arrival of you two, because now in Sharon, not only do you have the Sharon Playhouse, but you also have some great restaurants, Le Gamin, and also J.P. Gifford's. I mean, there's a lot to do before and after the show here in Sharon as well.
Absolutely. You don't have to go anywhere. Can you go other places? Sure. There's wonderful entertainment all over the region, all the way up into Massachusetts, over into New York. But you know what? You don't have to go there. You can stay within 20 minutes to a half an hour to hear classical music, to hear Buddy Holly, to see an ELO laser show. I will tell you, Marshall, when I announced that on Saturday, and I said, literally, I couldn't get ELO out before people were hooting and hollering, and I haven't even said laser show, or encounter, rather. So, you know, there is something for everyone, and you don't have to go far. And Robert and I and Michael and Wendy and the whole staff over here at the Playhouse, we are just thrilled that we can do that. But it's not all, Marshall. There's the children's theater, children's educational theater that's going on right now. I hear the kids bouncing around, rehearsing Seussical. We have some entertainment coming for kids. Danny Teeger is going to be here. We're doing a lot of other stuff, plus our writer's playground of new plays. That's my big push today, is that I'm working on that, and we're casting, and we have plays from all over the local region.
And like I said, I don't want to leave the Edward out either, because in Sharon, because there's so many things to do before the show and after the show. And what's great is I think the way the business community has gotten around and supported you, especially when you had that 1 year with the pandemic, is really it shows how well that you have ingrained yourself in the scene of community life here, really.
Thanks, Marshall. And that's the thing is, you know, Robert has said it, you've heard him, everybody's heard him say it, and it's so true that we are a theater for the community. And I am going to say this, I don't want to, but I will. We're still sort of in the pandemic. I mean, there's a reason we're not inside the theater quite yet. don't worry. We are working on it. We will be in this year. I guarantee you, and you can hold me to that. But then the thing is we are still working with J.P. Gifford, and now we're going to work with Le Gamin, and they're bringing the food, and that's great, and that's them. That's not us. That is them. We are happy to give them a place to keep their businesses going. We're keeping our businesses going. We all work together. You know, we send people to the Edward. I'm sure they send some people over here. People go to Woodland for dinner after a show or before a show. I mean, it is. It's a community, and we're all here together. We offer one thing. Somebody else offers something else.
So there's just every weekend there's something there, and you can find out all the information and get the ticket information and show information at SharonPlayhouse.org. But once again, yep. This Saturday, Cacophony Daniels, that sounds like it's going to be a fun show.
Oh, and it is selling very well. So, and we're, again, hoping for no rain, but I have known Cacophony personally for many, many, many years. She's hilarious. It's fun. It's Broadway. It's everything that you want it to be, that you're thinking it should be, it is.
Well, once again, keep up the good work. You really are keeping us entertained and alive here in Sharon at the Sharon Playhouse. And once again, people want more information on everything that's going on, and there's a lot going on, SharonPlayhouse.org. Alan, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us.
Well, thank you, Marshall, and thank you so much for your continued support in the radio station. You know, we wouldn't want to, couldn't do it without you.
Well, we couldn't. Believe you me, Sharon's an entirely different place without you guys here and the Sharon Playhouse. So keep up the great work.
Thanks, Marshall.